From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. China's foreign ministry is urging both North and South Korea to show calm and restraint and to open talks aimed at preventing a further escalation of tensions along the Korean Peninsula following North Korea's shelling of a South Korean island that killed at least four people. China's response comes as President Obama and his South Korean counterpart have agreed to conduct a joint naval drill this weekend, with a U.S. nuclear-powered aircraft carrier and other vessels taking part. John Pfeffer with the Institute for Policy Studies says it may be time for the administration to review its policy toward North Korea.
I think the evidence, unfortunately, is that our policies haven't worked. So I think it requires a rethink at this point about how best to achieve what the United States says it wants, which is regional peace and stability.
Pfeffer says the U.S. has been participating in an uptick in military exercises with South Korea that have drawn repeated reactions from North Korea. Poor weather conditions, mainly in the nation's midsection and the Rockies, are causing problems for millions of Americans heading out for their Thanksgiving weekend travel today. Mike Eckert with the National Weather Service says snowy weather is gripping a number of areas, including Utah, where blizzard conditions are expected today.
Travelers through the Rockies and up to the northern plains could have some problems, both on the roads and in the air, through Thanksgiving as the system moves east.
Eckert says as the system moves east, it will be dumping heavy rains on a number of areas. For people traveling by air today, there's concern about whether a boycott of new full-body scanning devices at some airports may cause delays. Paul Rudin with the American Society of Travel Agents says he does not expect any major hang-ups, but he says people should allow for extra time.
There are 24 million people estimated to fly this day. It's going to be slow going in a lot of airports. So come early, be patient. Know what you're going to face.
Angie Threadgill, who's a flight attendant with American Airlines, says she, for one, does not like the body scan machines or the pat-downs of people who balk at electronic scans.
Although we are trying to keep our country safe, I'm not sure where we draw that line. I think that TSA maybe gets a little out of hand at times.
Flight attendants on low-cost airline AirTran are staging a job action today. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports they're protesting stalled contract talks.
AirTran flight attendants argue they have the worst work rules of any major airline, and they say they will remain under their current contract for at least two more years, while the recently announced Southwest AirTran merger is in the works. So they're picketing today in Atlanta. The flight attendants union says AirTran asked for its members' greatest concerns, but they say the company responded with similar contract language and minimal pay increases. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Consumer spending is up for a fourth straight month, rising 0.4% last month. This is NPR News. Another explosion deep inside a coal mine in New Zealand has ended all hope of finding any of 29 miners trapped there alive. The blast occurred as rescuers were still waiting for gas in the mine to clear enough for them to enter. New Zealand's Prime Minister John Key says word of the second blast was devastating.
New Zealand is a small country, a country where we are our brother's keeper. So to lose this many brothers at once strikes an agonizing blow.
Key says investigators will be looking into the causes of the explosions. A hearing may be held this week to determine if former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel is legally qualified to be on the ballot for mayor of Chicago in February. NPR's David Schaefer reports opponents are challenging whether Emanuel meets Chicago's residency requirements.
Emanuel's challengers say the law is clear. It requires candidates for public office in Chicago to have resided in the city for at least one year preceding the election. And the challengers say that law requires a physical presence here. And Emanuel, who moved his family to D.C. when he became President Obama's chief of staff, obviously hasn't lived here. But a state law says an elector cannot lose residency by reason of his or her absence on the business of the United States, which would likely include service in the White House. But Chicago and Illinois election laws are complex, and how a hearing officer and the city's Board of Elections might rule is unpredictable. One veteran Chicago election lawyer put it this way: it's an Alice in Wonderland world in which the usual rules don't apply. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
Ireland's prime minister says the bailout fund for his country could total $115 billion. He spoke in advance of release of a four-year austerity plan that's required as a contingency for that help. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for